What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Is this Sugar Ray?
Nailed it.
This is, I mean, Wheelhouse Central right here. Greg Hill is off. This is the Greg Hill Show. I am about 90 minutes north of where Greg will be later today in lovely Jupiter.
You guys
great
meet
Courtney
up?
And Wiggs are in the studio. Courtney still trying to come to grips with the theft of one of her colleagues of a Celsius that we've been talking about a bit. If you missed it, Courtney, could you do a quick Cliff Notes version for the audience about what happened with the Celsius we discussed yesterday?
Yeah, Rich Keefe stole it out of the fridge. He's not sorry about it. I have to accept it and just move on, I guess. I mean, people can make fun of me all they want. I guess I have to, you know, just praise everybody else.
Unless you
want
to file a police report.
No.
Stolen Celsius.
The thing that hurt me the most is like how the mighty have fallen. Like, Rich and I were good pals. I went on the Dork Pod a few times. Like, I'm a champion of Rich Keefe.
Right.
I love Rich Keefe. And I'm a fan of his. And I'm a fan of Jones and Thief.
Right.
And I don't know where we go from here.
Right. Let me play therapist here for you for
okay.
a quick second.
Please.
Do you see why he's upset?
No.
Okay. So he's upset because you're basically questioning his credibility and his source, who's been pretty much spot on, and now saying that his source basically used him as a pawn to stir up whatever type of... So basically, your source used you and lied to you, and you ran with this fake story.
Yeah, I don't trust his source.
No, but do you see why he's mad?
No, because I'm not questioning his credibility. He was told something by somebody who got it right the last 4 times he had a scoop. Okay, I would run with that story as well. This has nothing to do with Keefe's credibility. I don't trust this source, which I think I have every right not to trust. Why should I be trusting this no-name, no-face person that Rich Keefe is talking to all the time? That way, I would never... So, before you say this,
uh-huh.
I would never get the same out. Let me just say that.
All right, so... but
ever.
But the reason why... But you trusted the source for the other stories.
Because they were right.
Right.
Right, but who's to say they're not right? You're only saying they're not right because Brad Marchand came out and said it was a lie.
Okay, so that's why... I don't know why
I'm playing therapist here.
I understand,
now.
But I feel like I'm living in an alternate universe. If I was in this position and I was Rich Keefe, everybody on the station would be questioning, okay, well, if Brad's saying it's not true, like, I've gotten things wrong plenty of
times.
Well,
let me ask you this question.
Eric Shun.
Would you be upset if you had broken multiple stories and they were all right?
Yeah.
And then you potentially broke another story and people would then, they were then questioning or criticizing or, you know.
That's happened to me before. Like, I don't understand. Rich
if Keith- I could play, I'm going to play ref here for a quick second. Mm-hmm. So
I'm
I understand
therapist, so now
all
you're
sides.
Ref.
I'm going to try and be the, I'm going to be Switzerland here. Courtney, if you had a story and you were out there where one of the leading voices in Boston sports is going after you, and you've had three or four stories about this team that were right, and a colleague said you were lied to by the source, it would bother you.
Right.
It would bother me. However, I believe that there have been dueling times where Courtney and Rich have had stories, or Courtney's had a story, and it is a punchline when Courtney might be wrong,
right.
Whereas it's an offense when a man, when Rich Keefe might be wrong.
That's all I'm saying. And again, if we were to go back and listen to what I said on Monday, I said nothing negative about Rich.
No.
Nothing.
We're not saying that. But
nothing.
It's not about.
I've always been a Rich Keefe fan. Like, I believe Rich Keefe. I don't know who this source is, so why am I blindly trusting this source? I know who Brad Marchand is. I know who David Pastrnak is.
Because you believe in Rich Keefe that he's not just getting information from a rando.
Right, so I'm blaming the source. I'm not blaming Rich Keefe.
No,
like,
no, no,
both
but,
can be right. The
no,
source
but,
can be wrong and Rich can be
no,
right.
But I guess the point that I'm trying to play therapist and trying to see if you can get you to understand why he could potentially be upset is that he has entrusted this source and this source has been accurate for him.
Yeah, and
so,
I feel bad that this happened to him.
So when you... So,
like, what are we talking about?
So,
I don't care enough either
right.
to, like, if Brad Marchand and David Pastrnak are fighting or not, that is one thing. But Brad Marchand came out and with his face on camera saying that they're not. So I'm going to trust the face of the franchise who's going out and speaking with his name behind it than a no-name, no-face source who's gotten things right in the past for Keefe this time may have missed the mark. Like, and I have every right to believe that. Like,
of course.
So no,
I'm
not saying that.
But
I'm just saying
it seems like everybody's like, well, if you're not with the family, you're against the family.
No, not the
case.
I'm trying to ask if you're able to see, remove yourself from being in it and saying, okay, I could see why he would be upset a little bit.
I don't understand.
Right, so, but see, your thing is you can't see it. And so I think that's where the kind of the issue comes with this, because when you rely on a source, that source is basically... and you're in a circle and becomes part of you. Where
right. If the source screwed him, then it's time to find a new source.
Right.
Right.
I think what Courtney's dealing with is she's getting the vitriol that would...
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ordinarily go to her if she had a story that was not confirmed.
Right, correct. But I think what he's saying, and I'm just, you know, he's saying that when you look at your sourcing history and his sourcing history.
I got one wrong. All right.
Right, and he's saying.
So it seems like we're pretty even.
He's saying he's never got any wrong.
Well, it seems
and
like
I don't want to do too much water carrying for Courtney. She doesn't need me to. But the story that Courtney had about the Celtics potentially.
People forget about
that one. I mean, the Red Sox, sorry, the Sam Kennedy. The Red Sox interest in the Celtics in some capacity was reported. Then Sam Kennedy lost our number for the final three front office reports.
Right.
And then Rob Bradford, out of thin air, goes, no veracity to this. The Celtics have never entertained any offer from the Red Sox in any way. And then, oops, they did. So it was like... It's just interesting where the inflection points are when stories are broken.
No, it's very obvious, Curtis. Like, it was the same thing when I had a Jeremy Swayman story and Spit and Chicklets had a Jeremy Swayman story. And I was getting obliterated on the internet constantly. And, you know, it seemed like everybody's like, team Spit and Chicklets, which they should be. Like, it's just me. People have an issue with me, and that's all right. But I'm sorry. I'm not going to feel bad for saying, wait, this source may have been wrong, and I'm sorry for Rich Keefe. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for him, and now everybody's mad at me. Like, I don't get it.
I always look at the person, and when you get these sourcing stories, right, like, you get them all the time, all over the place. And I always look at the person, and that's why I think maybe this is where some of his disappointment comes from. It's because I always look at the person. I go, all right, so that person has been pretty good before. They've been spot on. And
when's the last time anybody's been in a locker room? Like, that's the other thing. When people are coming at me saying, like, well, how do you know if the front office person's on the locker room? I don't know. It's been 3 years of me on this show. Before that, I was in a Bruins dressing room. Mm-hmm. Pretty much once a week,
at least,
usually 3 times a week. And everything I saw in that dressing room was that David Pastrnak was a leader. Mm-hmm. So I'm sorry, I'm basing my opinions on this team off my personal experiences. People think that I just got this job because Greg liked me and I don't have any prior experience in sports. Mm-hmm. Newsflash, I've worked in sports for over 12 years now. And I've been in plenty of locker rooms, plenty of dressing rooms. So I can speak on this.
Right, and that's what I'm saying.
And by the way, quick idea, and not to sound misogynistic, even though I've been having Courtney's back. Why have we not gone back to calling the sports update the Flash when Courtney does it? Talk about getting eyeballs.
I have no idea. I just, it's kind of like, you know, when you see these things, like, you start to, like, look at, and I think that's where maybe a person would be upset a little bit, because it's really the person, right? Like, we if Ben Volen says something, do we believe him?
You're welcome.
Right. And so a lot of the times now it becomes, even though Ben Volen, it might not have necessarily been him, but it was the person who was given in the information. But the bad look is on the person who breaks the story rather than who the source is.
And it shouldn't be. Anyway.
If you get a DM, though, and you're Ben Volen from a guy that says Barstool Rocks, you might not want to say that he works in the Patriots ticket office.
Either way. You know, but Curtis, you've been in this business, and Courtney, you've been in this business a long time. It's not the source who gets the brunt of it. It's the person who said it, and I think maybe that's his point. Is like, it looks like he gave us... or he ran with something that was fake and he, you know, that kind of thing. So I was just trying to see, like, trying to play therapist here, but obviously, you know, you guys still see it from two different sides of the world.
I always think of you, Wiggy, as a guy that just wants to bring people together. And that's
I was just, I like to get the inside and the information and kind of see, like, all right. And you always like to, you know, in this business here, people always say, all right, can you get it from my point? And then you try to take yourself out and go, all right, I get it. I don't agree with it, but I get it. But I see what you're saying. You're like, You don't see it, but here's where you stand. So yeah. It's always.
And I stand
on business, Courtney.
I love Rich Keefe. I love Jones and Thief. I listen every day after our show. I think they're great.
There you go.
Yeah, stand and I think that just the last point on this is if there wasn't such a blowback from the organization and the team-sponsored media against Keefe's story, then I think his anger towards Courtney would not be the same.
Right.
In other words, she's sort of the face of people that don't think he's right, and so he can't yell at the entire organization, so he's expressing his frustration.
And it's
Courtney.
The player, too, because if it was a different player...
He could be right. I'm just saying we have no idea. We have no idea. And I asked a question that kind of got overshadowed when it was asked to me a million times. Oh, you didn't get a second source? You didn't get a second source? I asked Keith that. He's like, well, no.
And it's the player, too, because it's Brad Mashian. The beloved player, and if it was somebody that might not have been in that world that we might have kind of like, you know, if it was DeBrusque, we would have been like, oh yeah, you know what I mean? So a lot of it goes into, especially when somebody comes out and goes the player, like today with the whole Dakota and Jalen Brown situation, right? There might be some people out there that go, oh, I believe this a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to have waylaid that, but for the record, I think that I agree with Keefe's scoop just because I like it. I don't know if it's true or not, but I think that the reaction to it was such that it bothered them so much that this was being discussed, not that it was false. But we will get to They Said It next. I apologize. We got deep down that, but I think we learned a lot. And I think, Wiggy, you got a future as a therapist. We're going to get to They Said It. We're going to hear from Dakota. We're going to hear from Michael Lombardi, and we're going to ask you which is true, one, both, or neither. But right now, here's Courtney with What's Trending.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.